T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
My view is the school should open. This thing's going away. It will go away like things go away. And my view is that schools should be open. If you look at children, children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease. So few. They've got stronger. Hard to believe. I don't know how you feel about it, but they have much stronger immune systems than we do somehow for this. And they do it. They don't have a problem. They just don't have a problem.
So Twitter suspended the Trump campaign's account for retweeting that clip from Fox and Friends yesterday morning. They will let the left get on Twitter and say whatever outrageous, obnoxious, horrible things they want to about the president, completely untrue lies, and they blocked the president's campaign for retweeting that super controversial soundbite. Gee, where have I heard that before? How about Dr. Robert Hamilton, pediatrician?
And yes, we can send the kids back to school, I think, without fear. And this is the big issue right now, as Congressman Norman alluded to. This is the really important thing we need to do. We need to normalize the lives of our children. How do we do that? We do that by getting them back in the classroom. And the good news is they're not driving this infection at all.
Oh, wait a minute. Dr. Robert Hamilton, pediatrician, was also tried to be shut down. They attempted to shut him down because he was one of the American doctors who went up and stood in front of the Supreme Court and held a news conference and said hydroxychloroquine works. And the threat to our children is negligible. We need to get our kids back in school. The media doesn't want to hear that because it defies their narrative. There's nothing wrong with what the president of the United States said. Every study has shown that kids are less likely to get it. They're less likely to suffer any sort of severe consequences from it unless they have some underlying health problem. And in most cases, they're less likely to transmit it. We know this to be a fact. You know why? NBC couldn't believe it, but they went and found 6 different doctors and asked them the same question.
Would you let your kids go back to school?
I will. My kids are looking forward to it.
Yes. Period. Absolutely.
Absolutely. As much as I can.
Without a hesitation.
Without a hesitation. Yes.
I have no concerns about sending my child to school in the fall.
I would let my kids go back to school.
Dr. John Torres, NBC News.
Yes. Thank you. All medical doctors ready to send their kids back to school because they know the same thing the president said yesterday that got him banned from Twitter for a dangerous COVID news. That's how they determined that.
It looks like this was the first time they've taken anything off Facebook. That's when it started yesterday. Facebook took that video down.
And then Twitter followed suit. It violated their rules against misinformation.
Harmful COVID misinformation is what they cited.
The government is going to have to do something about this, or America's got to wake up and cancel their accounts with some of these social media giants. They've got entirely too much power when they alone get to decide, not based on facts or anything else, what is information or misinformation through their own filter. One of these folks, I don't know if it's the one from Twitter or the one from Facebook, used to be on the campaign staff for Kamala Harris and now gets to decide if the president's tweets are information or misinformation. It's reached a level that is just beyond my ability to comprehend how they continue to get away with this garbage. But they do, over and over and over again. And that's kind of where we are. I don't know if the campaign, I don't know if it's still suspended. They briefly suspended the president's Twitter account. Then they fully suspended his campaign account until they removed this video from it. It's just, this is the world we live in, folks. This is it. And what's going to happen today when Sam Page holds his news conference? I mean, it's all guns blaring today because he won the primary. Does he come back with a vengeance and try to shut everything down? COVID numbers are down in the St. Louis area. They've dropped. What's going on? You have to ask yourself, how many people do you know who've been affected by this? Ask yourself that question.
Get more at 971talk.com.